This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday, May 10th, Jennifer Horn, would you believe we're one-third of the way through the month of May? In the merry, merry month of May, I would like to go outside and play, but what to my surprise, a pair of watery eyes, because it's raining again. Is it raining? Who's got rain? Jennifer, you probably don't have
it's
rain.
Supposed to no, it's actually supposed to rain today, so good guess. Really?
Victoria, rain in the forecast for New Jersey?
It's so foggy right now, we might as well be like in a New England seashore town.
Really?
Can't see anything, so I think there is rain heading our way.
Yeah. Rain. All right, what about in Washington, Kara?
It's not raining right now, and I'm going to cross my fingers and sit here in denial that it won't happen.
That's good. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Everybody can join in if you'd like. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to me,
dear. Happy birthday to you.
I know it's 16 kind of, and never been.
It's kicked. Kind of hard to say, Kara, play yourself a birthday song.
I was going to, and then I was like, that might be a little too much.
Let's do it. Let's hear it. Come on, you've got it ready.
It's not too much.
I actually don't have it ready. So.
Sweet rocking nuts. Later on, after Jennifer updates us on whatever the hot trending story is of the moment in her mind.
Well, James Comey, the former FBI director, was in a CNN town hall. Now, why? I don't know. Why would an FBI director need a CNN town hall? Maybe to put out some bad information about people that he doesn't like. And he started with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, who's getting ready to leave the Department of Justice. He said that he didn't have a, quote, strong character.
Why is he getting ready? What does he have to ready to leave? He should just, what is he, what do you mean, ready
Rod
to go?
Rosenstein? His last day is like May 11th or so.
I know, but you said
actually.
He's getting ready to leave. What does he have to do? He has a bag of tricks?
His last day is coming up.
Moving van? I know, I'm not being facetious. Ready to leave. He was ready to leave 2 years ago.
Rod Rosenstein?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 6 months ago. But
6 months ago. Okay.
All right. So he says, I think people like that, like Rod Rosenstein, who are people of accomplishment but not real sterling character, strong character, find themselves trapped. And then they start telling themselves they're being trapped, which is, he's awful, but the country needs me. That's what he told Anderson Cooper, who is hosting this town hall. Then, let's see. He said, he took
a journalist.
He took some jabs at Republicans in Congress. He said that they are too afraid to speak up. Apparently, he's the only hero that can speak up against evil President Trump, who he also said would be indicted after he leaves the office of the presidency. Now, again, I ask the question, why would a former FBI director have a town hall on CNN? That's a really huge question. And then part two, I guess, of this is why now and why not before the Mueller report came out? I feel like this is an attempt by Jim Comey, who probably might be a little nervous about the Inspector General's report, to start discrediting the people that are looking into him. That includes the Attorney General's office. That includes the Inspector General's office. And he takes issue with the president. We've never heard this kind of behavior from a former FBI director. I don't think, at least in my modern brain of history in my lifetime.
Write a book, do something.
But he already did. He wrote the book.
The book of love?
It's strange, but he was making lots of news, going after a lot of people in the Department of Justice, and of course President Trump, who he's happy to always go after.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Very productive. Helping people heal wounds and fix problems. That's good. Congratulations to Mr. Comey, who has, as far as I can see, I'm not
and
an expert.
CNN
in
for that stuff. Town hall for.
Oh yeah, yeah, fabulous.
On.
What do you expect?
They're giving everyone a town hall. Like there must be 30 town halls right now on CNN.
Why do they call them town halls?
But that's okay if they're presidential candidates. That to me is no big deal. In fact, you know, I mean, everybody seems to want to do that. Fox was really trying to get in the game. They just had one with Amy Klobuchar 2 days ago. When you're a presidential candidate, this is what you're supposed to be doing. When you're the former FBI director, this is not what you're supposed to be doing.
Maybe he's going
to
run for president.
They've done other non-politicians, though. I mean, look, they did a shooting town hall. I mean, they've done other non-political ones, but, well, they're sort of quasi-political, but non-political candidates. But, you know, even just from human interest, I have zero interest in James Comey or his book or whatever. But a lot of people read it. It was a hugely successful memoir. So I don't understand the difference between having any other author. You know, they've done a town hall with Deepak Chopra, too. So it's not like it's completely out of the blue. It's just, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People want to watch it, they can watch it.
Yeah.
Of course, and that's always true in this country. But Deepak Chopra was not the former director of the FBI. James Comey is not an author. James Comey is someone who's been in the intelligence community for a long time, and usually these people will not want to politicize or shine the spotlight on themselves.
Here's why this is good.
But he did go political, so he's all in now.
Right. And you do get to see what a phony $3 bill he is in most people's minds. As Victoria just said, she's not interested in what he has to say. He's a self-absorbed, puffed-up piece of Johnny-come-lately. I'm done, so maybe I got to keep making myself relevant in some way, shape, or form. He's obviously angry about one thing, a number of things.
Well, it's all about him.
Yeah,
he's made everything all about him, which is one of the main reasons why I have no interest in what he has to say, because it's clearly coming from a place of, I need to bolster my own image, and he's got an axe to grind, and look, that's fine. My friend works for his publisher. It was the biggest book they sold all year. It floated everyone's jobs. I'm happy for that. It's fine. People want to read a crappy book? Go read a crappy book. You know, that's how I see it. I don't think it's anything that we need to be, like, up in arms over.
There's nothing that came out of that that I think most people who have been following this didn't know already, or didn't suspect, or didn't, under the circumstance, what do you think he's going to say? There was nothing.
Right.
I watched a little of it, too. I've not paid much attention. I've been sort of like you, Victoria, on this. It doesn't float my boat, doesn't fuel my engine, it doesn't start me, it finishes me, and it just more nails in my feelings about CNN and how unobjective they are. It is not a news. It should not be called. It was CNN stood for Cable News Network. It is not a news network. It is an unobjective positioning point for a lot of people who have access. They think they can get out. They have an audience. How are those audiences, by the way? I don't know at this point.
No idea.
Is
the rating?
It Fox first and CNN second?
It's Fox first, and actually MSNBC is most of the time in second, over CNN. Uh-huh.
That just shows you how divided
really
we are.
That sure does.
Yeah. Because it's just Fox on the right and MSNBC on the left, and people who watch those channels are just so in it
more.
And so devoted. And
I actually have a different take. At least Fox and MSNBC show you their slant in their evening, you know, or they talk about their slant in their hours with Hannity and with Maddow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can at least say for Fox, they do hard news during the day. Sometimes, I don't know how MSNBC does, but they try. And CNN, I think, also has a couple of shows during the day where they do hard news. But
Wolf is pretty objective.
Yeah, by and large, right. By and large, though, CNN still presents itself to be that middle network, the network that's really telling you the truth and that we're just polarized and don't watch anymore. No. The problem is I think people turn on CNN, realize what it's become, and then they're like, well, I'd rather either just go to MSNBC or Fox. Depending on where I vote.
I get it from
CNN's Rachel. Good for a plane crash. That's about it. If you need to watch something that goes on for 18 hours
and
of the same footage.
Oh, my God. They love a countdown. Every time I turn it on, it's breaking news and a countdown. They had 9 hours counting down to last night's thing with James Comey. So it's just, that's a reason why they have to have him on, so they can have a countdown going on every day.
Yeah.
Another name associated with the president is Patrick Shanahan. He's going to, he being the president, I should be specific about that because there's two he's here. Mr. Trump is going to nominate the fellow who's the acting defense secretary to be the real defense secretary to replace James Mad Dog Mattis at the Pentagon. This has been tweeted out from the White House, I guess. The former executive from the Boeing Corporation, maybe he should go back there instead and clean up their mess.
Use him.
All right. Said to reporters after the announcement he'd been informed of the decision earlier in the day, quote, I remain committed to modernizing the force. So doesn't every one of these people say the same thing? Well, like, we have the most modern
press statement.
Force. Yeah, that's
they
that's
have a boilerplate. They go, okay, we got a new one. Let's
well, like, what
in.
Other objectives could they possibly have, though?
We're here to screw things up and spend
right.
money.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly what
hey, we're just
going to
keep
do.
Wasting your taxpayer dollars. How about that?
If you want to feel safe, people, it's not with me, but here I am. Yeah.
All right, have you seen some pictures of a couple of these new ships that they've spent billions of dollars on that have no... They're all, there are no windows in them. You can't, they're all run by computers and automations like the planes these days.
No windows?
No windows.
But don't battleships not have windows? I mean, I've been on a few.
Well, I mean, to even see where you're going, look at the picture of this latest, I forget what the class name is, but there's a billion-dollar ship that's been built and it has no, it's all, it's just metal. Might as well be a submarine. It just looks kind of weird. Anyway, we're spending a lot of money on that stuff. Time for us to wish Mom a happy Mother's Day. Let's see, we don't have any mothers here, but I think the other day I went through the list of people who are potential mothers. Jennifer, yes, happy almost, maybe Mother's Day, and Victoria's decided
to... I'm a dog mom.
Yeah, okay, dog mom. Kara, you know, I would like to have a dog. I think dogs would be good for you.
She wants a cat. I'll take a cat. But, you know, I mean, yeah, I would take a dog if someone took care of it for me. But anyway.
Nice. Maybe your father would do that.
Maybe
so
you,
Mother's
that
Day,
you can walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do it. It's weird,
good
but people
you.
Do it.
Walk the cat. Walking my... There's an old... is it a song? Walk my cat named dog. I forget where that comes from. Maybe okay, just put that phrase in, Kara, will you? And see what comes out of your machine
yeah,
there.
Sure.
Mother. Can I get back to Mother's Day? Mothers deserve... This is a good one for you, actually, Jennifer. This would be good for you, Mom, your mom, to get some Giza sheets from My Pillows so she can have a good, comfortable night's rest. Fitted sheets that actually are fitted. Wow, what a concept. Like a news network that actually gives you the news. How about this? The news is that lots of people are buying My Pillows Giza cotton sheets so they can get a better night's rest because... The sheets actually fit on the bed. Not only that, but they're made with the best cotton in the world, that Giza cotton from Egypt, and they are made here in America, 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. I washed Daisy's dog bed. She had a little accident, so I washed that last night. Pretty easy stuff to do. All there's everything at MyPillow. You wash it. MyPillow for Mother's Day. Get on the horn right now. Actually, when I say get on the horn, go to MyPillow.com. Order Giza sheets for Mom for Mother's Day. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Free shipping, 30% off. Maybe you look around the catalog, you see some other things your mother needs or deserves so she can have a good night's rest. Get it in time for Mother's Day right now. Go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and buy some good stuff for Mom for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Conversation for a while. Rocket Man is the new movie about Elton John, and we start off our focus on music in this hour on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Carrie, and you listening to Taron Egerton's version of this from the movie. Crank this up a bit, Carrie.
In fact, it's cold as hell.
On this week's episode of the Rocket Hour, which is a podcast from Elton John, if I'm not mistaken, it's on Apple Music, he's joined by this fellow, Taron Egerton, who plays him in the movie. They discuss the film, how, is it Taron or Taron?
Taron.
How he approached playing Elton, his new version of the song Rocket Man. Plus, he chooses some of his favorite music from Elton as well. So we're listening to the Taron version of Rocket Man, right? We got
yes.
Taron's comparison version. From Elton.
Taron. Okay. Him too.
Him.
Which so is this pretty, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. For this show, fans can listen live free on Apple Music. It's tomorrow at 12 noon, 9 o'clock Pacific time on apple.co/Elton Live. You can also listen free on demand anytime, apple.co/Elton. So that's the news on the movie. And some other Elton news, he's going to be bringing a farewell Yellow Brick Road tour to the Chase Center in San Francisco in September on the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Yep. Tickets on sale a week from today, 10 in the morning local time. You got to register with Ticketmaster Verified Fan for 10 o'clock tonight in order to access that pre-sale for Elton John in San Francisco. As far as the movie is concerned, it's out today, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it? Or is it next week?
May 20, I think it's Memorial Day weekend, isn't it?
Is it? Okay.
May 24th, something like that.
Sounds good. Got to be a good take. I'm looking forward to seeing it, frankly. I mean, I feel strange. I've been to a movie for a month. It's a rare week, at least in the wintertime. I don't go to a couple of movies. But it's there. I still want to see that. Well, there's two or three good movies around, if you look for them, depending on what your what your preferences are. Next up, musically, Zayn Malik and Xavier Ward.
This one's going to be a tongue twister for you. Javaya.
That's Javaya?
Yep.
Okay.
So I looked it up and was like, oh, Javaya. No.
Right. And they teamed up for a duet on A Whole New World, which will be featured in the upcoming Aladdin remake with Will Smith. I learned he was the guy in blue yesterday.
He's the genie. Yeah.
He's the genie out of the bottle.
He's the Robin Williams character, which right. people are,
so
I'm sure, are going to be
who
very
who are these
close.
Two? Zayn Malik and Javaya? Is that how you pronounce it?
Javaya. So Zayn was, I mean, he's got a solo career now, but he was known for being in One Direction. Javaya Ward, actually, I didn't know who she was. I'd heard of her before, but she was one of the finalists on one of the seasons of The Four, which was that singing show with P. Diddy and Meghan Trainor.
Okay.
So, yeah, so she was on that, like, last year.
Boy, this is a big break for her, then.
Yeah.
Wow. Because he apparently handpicked her for this.
Yep.
So they sound great together.
They are going to be featured on the soundtrack for the film as well, and they'll be on the credits. Just like Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell were from the original film in 1992. Also included in the soundtrack, new version of Friend Like Me, performed by the genie, Will Smith. He was a rapper, right? Didn't he?
Yeah.
Fresh Prince, wasn't he a rapper?
Yeah.
And that's
DJ
what
Jazzy Jeff.
They haven't released that yet, but apparently that's what the new version is going to be, more like Fresh Prince, kind of like a little rap hip-hop thing. So it might be kind of fun.
Aladdin will be in theaters 2 weeks from today. Soundtrack available to pre-order at DisneyMusic.com. 28 past the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's no more pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump slamming James Comey after the former FBI director suggested the president could be prosecuted after he leaves office. Comey also saying during a CNN town hall last night that Attorney General William Barr is acting like Trump's personal lawyer.
It doesn't make me happy to say this, but I think he has lost most of his reputation with the way he's conducted himself.
The president tweeting afterwards, Comey is a disgrace and that he brought the FBI down, adding both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. The president says he's beginning some steps to slap tariffs on another $325 billion of imports from China. That after tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods jumped from 10 to 25% at midnight. Still, negotiations with Chinese officials are scheduled to continue today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Friday, May the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, here to welcome you into this Friday with lots of info. The conversation now turns to Victoria Keelan, who has been prepping all night, I can tell. She's tired from working, slaving, sweating the whole night through. So what have you come up with to justify this half hour being exciting, Victoria?
Well, it's exciting for different reasons. One positive, exciting story that hasn't unfolded yet, but it will be the big story today, is, of course, Uber's IPO. And we don't know exactly what the price will be yet, but we'll find that out as soon as the markets open. And it'll be interesting to see, A, what the price goes for, because it's expected to be the second highest tech IPO in recent history. And then, you know, those, a lot of the tech, especially tech IPOs like Facebook, they go off at a really big number and then they just flatline like a pancake right afterwards. So we'll see what happens.
What's the market speculating in terms of how it starts? It opens the gate at what price? Do you know?
I don't know. There's so much speculation. I saw from yesterday, I saw there was just a huge range. So we won't really, those are things that get, you know, the companies work on them all night long and then they set the price. And then as soon as the opening bell hits, then we'll know. But, you know, is it going to affect a lot of people's lives? No, but it is a big story that everyone's talking about. Another big story that will or could potentially affect everybody's lives is the story about President Trump putting more, expanded tariffs on Chinese imports. And this is an additional $325 billion in goods that were left out of last year's tariff hike. And so they're moving ahead with plans to hike the existing tariffs starting today. And this will be on industrial components and other goods from 10% to 25%. This is a big warning shot, essentially, to China. We're in the middle of negotiations towards a trade agreement. And most consumer electronics, toys, and shoes so far have been shielded from this. But the problem, though, is they say now China may retaliate and may end up putting a hike on all the things that we buy, which are toys, sports equipment, footwear,
so good,
textiles.
Go buy it from somebody else. The problem with this,
that's not that easy to do, though. You know, we've all talked about this, and all of us can agree. We obviously would love to buy everything that's made in America, but the problem is when you know if you're on a budget. And even sometimes if you have a larger budget to shop, stuff is still made in China. So, especially with clothing,
buy less. Who doesn't have more clothing than they need, or who hasn't got more shoes than they need? You need them right now. Maybe do you need them this minute? Do you wait for a while?
Yeah, but pay less doesn't exist anymore. So it's whatever that, you know, you go to Walmart, you go to Target. If you're buying shoes for your kids run through shoes, quickly, a couple pairs for the year. So if you're going to, you have to buy these things for your kids, especially. It's not easy to find stuff that, even Nike has stuff that's made in China. So it's not easy to do. It really isn't. It's a challenge.
Maybe this is an opportunity for new businesses to get started that do cater to those. There are a lot of hand-me-downs. Miles, my grandson, pretty much exists on hand-me-downs from his cousins. I asked Megan that the last time we were talking about clothing. She said, I haven't spent $100 on clothes for Miles since he was born, except for the baby clothes, because all the stuff's hand-me-downs. And I think there are a lot of people come from families like that. If you think about it, look at and maybe this is part of the secondhand shop thing that has become a craze. I don't remember seeing a couple of them in Los Angeles, Jennifer, but they're around here. People bring their clothing and they either give them away, they give them to organizations that will maybe sell them, make a couple of bucks. They're nonprofits, or they put them in places where they just give them to somebody who needs them. I'd like to see more of that sort of thing, because we are such a wasteful economy. We are.
I think that's true. And I also think that China needs the United States more than the United States needs China right now. Our economy is actually doing well. Theirs is not. Yeah. And they need to be fair with their trade agreement. I just, I hope that this pushes them in the right direction. I think this has to get settled quickly. I don't think people are going to have a large appetite for this. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, who's being hurt the most?
Well,
if you listen to my podcast, The American, the bottom line direct hit is to the American family farmer and farmers who are growing things that get into the international marketplace, the commodity markets. Farmers have been hurt in a way that nobody else has been hurt in a time when American family farmers can't afford to be hurt.
Well,
it's very, very
family
difficult.
Farmer, but I think there's a distinction though between the huge agribusinesses that export stuff to China and then the actual family farmer in America.
No,
they're two different things.
In certain products, when it comes to corn and beans, they all go into the same bin and they all are sold together. There's no distinction between the corn that's grown in Iowa by a family that has a square mile versus corn that's grown in Texas from the gigantic farmers who have 1,000 miles of corn. It's all put in the same grain bin. So that's how they get hurt. It's not like milk and other things, but commodity stuff, grains, especially.
Well, so far, I haven't seen, from the list of things that is being reported that would be affected, I haven't seen export taxes or import taxes on corn yet. Tons of electronics. Apple is really watching this closely because iPhones are all assembled in China.
Well, we don't pay attention to agriculture in general in our society anyway. We don't pay attention to the farmers. We don't pay attention to that stuff. Trust me, I'm looking at three or four different farm magazines every day, farm online, farm news sites, and they're going through a lot of consternation because of the trade problems the farmers are having with, and Trump doesn't care. He doesn't have a farmer instinct.
I mean,
interest.
I've said this before, and it's not an excuse for Trump, but it's just a reality. When you are a lifelong New Yorker and you don't even have a patch of grass in your backyard,
it's off
your radar. And he's Mr. Fast Food, and we've said that.
He's the president of everybody, not just the president.
I am not apologizing for him by no means. I'm just saying I do think that it's just a lack of awareness. I think it's a complete lack of awareness.
And I actually think that he understands the farmers. The farmers are who got him elected, and
the farmers
he knows.
Farmers not anymore. They don't.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't think he can afford to lose the farmers. And so I think that he's trying to make fast work of what this trade war is. I don't know that it's working. I think he thought maybe if you go in there and try to, rough them up a little bit, that they come to the table. That hasn't happened. So they're going to have to figure out something.
And they've been slow to create a powerful. See, this is what's wrong with the system. We've become so, like, the welfare state for farmers.
Right.
And become inculcated into how farmers live, because since the Dust Bowl era, when Roosevelt enacted a lot of things that then became support mechanisms for farmers, they get tied to that. And today, the Department of Agriculture is a huge, huge bundle of, it's like the FDA, it's a mess. They have all these programs that they administer and rules and regulations, and it's just sell your stuff for what you can get. And that's really the open marketplace, which we don't have anymore.
Where I do applaud Trump is that for decades we have been taking it in the shorts from China and from all these other places. And so while this is uncomfortable, it is something that needed to be done. And it may not be
uncomfortable for you and uncomfortable for most of us, but it's not. It's way more than uncomfortable for the family farm. The family farms, we've lost in the state of Vermont in the last year, they've lost 500 dairy farms.
Yeah.
Wow. You can't continue to sustain.
New Jersey's got a big problem, too, with dairy farms dying out.
You cannot sustain food independence and have farms withering away at the rate they're withering away. You can't. You got to pay.
Unless we just all want to live on chemicals and fast food.
Well, that's what's
going to
happen.
And that's where we're headed.
Plenty of support for that from the big companies that produce all that crap. So think about that as you have your breakfast today, where the food is coming from. Speaking of today is Military Spouse Day, called Military Spouse Appreciation Day, in fact, celebrated on the Friday before Mother's Day. Many citizens of our country take this day to acknowledge the significant contributions and support and sacrifices of spouses who are married to people who are in the armed forces. Not just women anymore, either. It's men, a lot of men. Have women that are in the service. Every year, President normally commemorates this day with a ceremonial speech and proclamation. President Reagan recognized the importance of spouse commitment to the readiness and well-being of military members, declared May 23rd, 1984, as the first Military Spouse Day. The proclamation was dated April 17th, 1984. Secretary of Defense Caspar Weinberger, there's a name from the past, standardized the date by declaring Friday before Mother's Day as Military Spouse Day. So something to be thinking about for sure today and through the weekend to Mother's Day. It's also National Small Business Day, celebrating all the small businesses, just like the one that produces this program. Lots of small business people. The country really does run the backbone of our country. It's not the big, huge conglomerates, but the small business people. And those are the folks honored today. It occurs at the same time of year the National Small Business Week takes place, which honors important small businesses around the country. 99% of firms in the U.S. are, according to government stats, small businesses. Half of small businesses are home-based. There we go. About one out of every five firms in the U.S. is family-owned. 6.5 million new businesses are started in the U.S. every year. And about 3/5 of the new jobs in the country come from small business. So if you keep taxing all of these people that have money that invest in these businesses, guess where we're going to be when it comes to the totem pole of small business startups? That's the one thing that some of these hacks that call themselves politicians that want to tax the rich. Where do you think the money comes from for all these new jobs, for all these new companies? These people, most of the people that I know who have started small business, have borrowed from banks or from venture capitalists or from friends because they couldn't get money from anybody else. And so you got to, people are so short-sighted, it's amazing. It's tough, especially if you go into things like the restaurant business. A lot of people like to do it. A lot of people are eating out. But there are a lot of tough businesses, the hardware business, things like that. About half of businesses started make it 5 years or longer, about a third last 10 years or more. The one-year survival rate for businesses is about 79%. So if you got a great idea and you have gumption, give it a shot. Give it a try. That's what I would say anyway, as I've been very happy. I could never have been happy working for somebody else because I proved to myself any number of times.
Are you capable of doing that?
Probably not. I worked for other people, but not because I depended on them. When I worked at KABC, for example, I didn't care whether they paid me or not. I just wanted to be at KABC. So I got stock instead of getting paid, which turned out to be an okay deal. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of that company, the Disney company, a couple of television stories. Tom Hanks and Savannah Guthrie, Jennifer, co-hosting a special hour of Today from Indianapolis next 2 weeks from yesterday. The special hour at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway just before the running of the Indy 500 on Memorial Day. Or it was Sunday before, right? Isn't that the Sunday before Memorial Day? Mm-hmm. The event will celebrate former Senator Elizabeth Dole's Hidden Heroes organization, another one that supports military caregivers. Hanks and Dole are going to sit down for conversation with Guthrie in front of a live audience of military veterans and their caregivers. Al Roker is going to be there with Hanks and Guthrie, reports from the Speedway. It's going to be on NBC. There's no surprise there. On the 26th, the day before Memorial Day, for the first time, Indianapolis 500 on NBC for the first time. Begins at 8 in the morning. Feature concert by Sheryl Crow. Her performance part of the City Concert Series that goes on the Today Show. That's kind of cool. And then the other thing that is, people are buzzing about this, how drug companies are going to be required to reveal prices in TV ads. How many of you have talked about
time.
That? Yeah, it is. Yep. Most of the commonly advertised drugs have list prices from $488 a month to $17,000 a month. So this is big. This will affect a lot of people, I think. All right, Jen, what's up for tonight?
Well, we've got a couple of premieres and a few finales. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is starting up. It's a season premiere tonight at 8 on ABC. And The Cool Kids, which I love so much, it hasn't been renewed yet. It's a season finale of that on Fox. Blue Bloods also has a big wedding tonight with their season finale. And, of course, on Sunday, got to pay tribute to Veep. The series finale of that happens on HBO.
All right, a lot of that stuff they're being promoted on the late night shows. So the youngest son on Blue Bloods is marrying his partner in there.
That's right.
All right. Spoiler! 10 before the hour.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains.
pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code, MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
FD3 after the hour, Tech Talk time, a review of the top five technology stories from this week, the tradition at the end of the week, which is carried on by Victoria Keelan, who's here to review the top five. We start at number five, which is something new for Walmart. I thought this was interesting. I guess I understood the concept when you first went over it earlier, but let's bring everybody up to date, Victoria.
Yeah, so Walmart is jumping into the original streaming video marketplace with their streamer called Vudu. It's V-U-D-U, and it's probably most new smart TVs already have the Vudu app ready that's pre-downloaded on it. And so Walmart this week released some of the initial programming for the original shows. They will be ad-supported, which means they're free to watch, but you do have to sit through some ads, not unlike Hulu. Netflix still remains ad-free. So Vudu announced initially last October that they're resurrecting the 1983 movie Mr. Mom, and they're turning it into an original series. Other shows include Friends in Strange Places, which is a travel comedy show, and Queen Latifah is the executive producer of that. Albedo is a science fiction series, which stars Evangeline Lilly. She's best known for Ant-Man and the Wasp. She is the Wasp, and she was also on Lost. Turning Point with Randy Jackson is an interview documentary series, and Blue's Clues and You is a remake of the children's series, and so that's in partnership with Nickelodeon. Plus, Variety magazine is going to have a weekly entertainment show called Variety's First Look. And so Vudu will start debuting these shows by the end of 2019 and into 2020. And they also have a pretty extensive digital catalog of films. So even though Disney Plus is probably going to turn into the biggest streaming giant, and then we'll have Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime, I think Vudu would probably take in it, they'll probably slide right into that fourth place spot. So it's good news for Walmart, which owns Vudu, and they were smart enough to get into, you know, all those DVDs just sit there in Walmart, so they were smart to get into streaming. Every Nicolas Cage movie, right? It just sits there on DVD.
Right, yep. Twitter is now going to let you add photos and videos and things. Let's get the story behind the story as number four this week.
Yep, Twitter users can now add images, videos, and GIFs to their retweets and quoted tweets. Now, in the past, if you wanted to respond to someone else's tweet, you were only allowed to use text. So now, this has actually been, apparently this was a really big problem with their algorithm, and Twitter said it took forever. It was such a challenge to get this all straightened out. But it does add another layer, and this is definitely something that Twitter users have been asking for. So it makes tweeting and retweeting a lot more interactive.
Number three, counting our way to number one this week, is a focus on a new phone from Google.
Yep. Google's new Pixel 3a is rated very highly by tech reviewers. In fact, it's been named by many as the best phone under $500. Prices start at $399 for the smaller 3a and $479 for the Pixel 3a XL. There's actually a really great deal happening if you do want to buy one of these Google Pixel phones. B&H Photo and the Google Store are giving you a $100 gift card when you buy one of these new Pixel phones. And B&H Store has actually all of the color options available. And each purchase includes a prepaid SIM card for Mint Mobile, which is handy if you're in between carriers or in between contracts. And then Best Buy jumped on board as well. If you buy a Pixel from Best Buy, you also get a $100 gift card. And all of those offers are valid until May 18th.
Number two, beware of debt collectors. Debt collectors.
Yeah, this is not great news for the consumer. Under a new Trump administration policy, debt collectors will not just be able to call you, but they'll be able to email you and text you. And this is, which sounds ridiculous, but it's part of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. This was originally established in 1977 when people could only call you. There was no email or text messaging. So the new proposal is, which actually comes from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which isn't really issuing any protections for consumers, but it opens the door for people to email you and text you. They can call you seven times a week now. That's what they're allowed to do. And so this is going to enter a 90-day public comment period. So this is the CFPB's plan, the Consumer Protection or Financial Protection Bureau. If you do not like this plan, if you have debt collectors calling you, then you can go online and you can actually protest this.
They get slammed.
I think it's such an invasion of privacy. Calling is one thing, but texting and, you know, on your cell and emailing you, it's too much.
Now, there's an interesting counter because number one is a new warning about robocalls.
The FCC has issued an alert. If you get a one-ring robocall, do not call them back because this is a huge scam. And if you see a country code 222, that's the West African nation of Mauritania. And so they are basically trapping people, and you will get a huge phone bill. So if you have any of these calls, do not call them back. Just block them and let it go.
Word to the wise, sufficient. Hopefully this is helpful information. Here's Victoria Keith, and I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.